Good morning. I was blessed to be raised in a Christian home by my Christian parents. They taught me from a young age that God is important and going to church weekly was important, and I never minded going to church. I tried to pay attention to the sermons, but I often didn't understand what was being said, so I would just daydream and draw for an hour and then get a snack from the snack room. As a 10-year-old, I thought that all the things that was being said in church would make sense to me when I was older, and that reading my Bible at a young age didn't really matter. When I was about 14, I started to feel the weight of my sin piling on. I knew the difference between right and wrong, so the wrong choices I made began to affect my conscience. I felt a lot of guilt for my actions and behavior, but I never felt bad enough to stop. I told myself that I shouldn't feel bad because I'm just a kid, and I tried everything to make myself feel better. When I was 15, my great-grandma, who lived with me for my whole life, had passed away. This was hard for me because I spent a lot of my time with her, and this was the first time I had ever lost a family member that I was so close to. I didn't know how to deal with grief and became depressed. I made some new friends while pushing away some old ones and tried to distract myself as much as possible because the only time I didn't feel sad was when something else had my attention. Since I was dealing with this major loss, I didn't care about my sin anymore. I didn't feel bad about the lies I was telling my parents or what I was hiding from them. I only cared about myself and what I could do to make myself feel happy again. I never read my Bible except for on Sundays when I went to church, and I didn't think about God except for the occasional prayer I would say in my head. I put all of my guilt and anxieties to the back of my head in hopes that I could get rid of them forever. But after a few months, I would begin to start feeling guilty again. I began to wonder why I felt such intense guilt. I loved my sin. I didn't read my Bible and didn't pay attention in church. So why was I feeling so bad? I would go through periods of time where being a Christian sounded nice, and I prayed that God would change my heart. But then the next day, I would go on sinning like it never happened. I didn't want to talk about it to anyone because I was scared of being judged, and I knew my parents would be angry with me and punish me. I tried to handle all of my feelings by myself, but that just caused me too much stress. I would lay in bed awake late at night, not being able to fall asleep, because I couldn't get my mind off of the wrong things I was doing and the guilt that I was feeling. It got to the point where I was becoming physically sick because of the stress I was inflicting on myself. I cried every day because I didn't know what to do, and after a week of barely sleeping and being physically unwell, my mom offered to take me to the doctor. But I knew that it was getting out of hand because I wasn't really sick, and I was just under so much stress and feeling so much guilt about the sinful choices that I made. I told my mom everything and the secrets that I had been keeping from her, and this was the first time I felt relief, but I still felt terrible because even though I made things right with my mom and my parents, I didn't make things right with God. In my mind, a Christian was someone who read the Bible every day, prayed all the time, and never had any problem staying consistent. And when I would compare myself to this idea, I always fell short. And I knew that I could never be that perfect. It seemed easy for everyone else to find joy in his word, and to me, it just looked like words on a page. I wanted to have a relationship with God, and I prayed and prayed that he would save me and I would become a Christian, but my heart still felt empty. I didn't know why it was taking so long, and I grew jealous of friends who were Christians, and I spent a lot of time being envious of other people's relationship with Jesus instead of working on my own relationship with him. I would ask my parents over and over how they knew they were Christians because it seemed so simple that all I needed to do was repent and believe. I thought that a crazy life-changing event would happen to me, the skies would open up, and a loud trumpet would sound, and then I would be saved. But nothing like that had happened, so I was still feeling confused. I believed in Jesus, and I knew that he died on the cross to pay for the sins of believers, but I couldn't figure out if he had died for me, too. Then I attended the TRBC youth camp this year, and I was so excited because I looked at it as an opportunity to get closer with God. And as usual, the sermons were convicting and profitable for my heart, and along with the daily sermons, we had small groups. Small groups were when all the girls at camp gathered around and talked about what we had learned or just any other things that were on our mind. And I was just sitting in my camping chair, zoned out, thinking about how much I wanted a relationship with the Lord. I was upset and jealous about all the Bible knowledge that my friends had memorized. I felt disappointed in myself because whenever I was around them, I thought that as someone raised in the church that I should know the Bible better. And I figured that this was the reason why I wasn't saved. I thought that I didn't measure up to them because I still struggled with my sin. Then I heard someone sitting around the small group circle say something about how Jesus died on the cross to save sinners. This was something that I had heard many times and thought about all the time, but this was the first time it really struck me. It was so simple and yet so true, and it was at that moment that I realized the Bible says that Jesus died for sinners. It doesn't say that Jesus died for perfect people who read the Bible every day and never sinned. Jesus died for sinners like me who are not perfect. I finally knew that I could have the same relationship with God, and I just needed to believe and repent. And after that, I went into my tent and I prayed. I asked the Lord to forgive me for my sins, and I knew that my heart had been changed, and I wanted to live a life following Christ. I came home knowing that I wanted to become a member of this church through baptism and to serve the Lord for the rest of my life.